Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Well, let's get right to it. Golden State Warriors last night, they're playing the L.A. Clippers. Let me set the scene for you. You probably seen the highlights already, but the game is tied. I believe it was 106-106.
And Durant's going.
Right. Draymond, I guess, gets the rebound. Draymond dribbles up court. Durant wants it. Like you said, he's clapping for the ball.
Bro.
Draymond dribbles in between a few Hawks players, loses the rock. And then, of course, they go into overtime. They don't even get a shot off. They go into overtime, and the Clippers prevail in overtime. And after regulation, when he didn't give up the ball to Durant, you could see Durant yelling on the sidelines, and he and Draymond yelling at each other.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that Draymond is an important part of the team. They won a championship with Draymond. They probably would have won that second one had Draymond not been suspended. He was a big part of that team before Durant got there, okay?
No, I mean, he's critical.
No doubt.
He's the fourth best player,
but he's critical
to that team. Yeah.
But last night, I get Durant. Draymond did his job, got the ball. Give it to me. I've seen Durant. It's the MVP of the finals 2 years in a row. Remember that shot when he busted LeBron in the mug?
You dream about other night.
Remember that? Yes. That's the one. I wake up, I need a cigarette.
Right.
It's just like that. That shot is like, boom, right into LeBron's mug. Like, bam, he did it twice. But anyway, I understand he won the ball. And it's not like he's Bogarden or like, what are you talking about? And I get, you know, Draymond trying to do something, trying to make something happen. Just, you got the rebound. Give the ball to Durant. Let him do something. He would have won that game. He could have gone down and made a shot.
He would have won that game.
We have no idea what
Draymond,
he
you know, he's trying
I'm
to do everything. I'm not mad at Draymond. I don't know, I think
he should give the ball to Durant.
I don't know what happened in the locker room. Obviously, I'm reading reports like everybody else. And
you
on
do
the bench,
know.
So
it
maybe
was
he
bad.
Says
it was
crazy.
Bad yeah, because that's why he's giving up a night's pay. That ain't, you know, to be able to, for you know, to go along in the union, not have a have an issue with it for whatever
at least
went
not
on
yet.
In there.
I mean, it's just broke. So
no, I know,
we'll
but that's team related. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah. But my thing is, I don't. I'm just talking about on the court. Let's not act like Draymond Green is Kevin Looney. Draymond Green is their number one playmaker. Now I say that
he ain't
somewhat,
Kevin Durant with the
hold on,
with the
Draymond
tied.
Green.
I'm not.
Draymond Green wasn't looking to shoot. Draymond Green is their leader in assist by a wide margin.
That's fine.
Let me finish. I'll let you get your little spiel, your little Kevin Durant slappy love fest. And I have no problem if he had given it to KD because no question KD can come down and hit a shot.
He would have got an assist. Give the ball to KD, let him make the basket.
I am not the one that believes that on every team there's one guy that you have to give the ball to at the end of the game. I'm not the one.
I'm not
that's
guy.
That's some BS.
It ain't BS.
That every time the Lakers take a last second shot, it's got to be LeBron. Every time Minnesota takes a last second
that
shot,
was KD.
It's got to be Karl Anthony Towns.
Did you hear
every
KD?
Time Golden State does it, it's got to be KD. Oklahoma does it, it's got to be Westbrook. No!
He didn't hear that clapping? That was KD like calling for the ball without calling
for it. I heard what he was doing.
He was
I
clapping.
Don't care what he was doing.
Hey, bro, pass it to me.
Draymond Green can make plays.
That's
like
nice.
I said, he's the leading assist man on that team.
The play.
And has been. Let me finish. Has been for the last several years. If you look at the play, Draymond messed up because he lost the handle. And if he had been able to keep the handle, which he typically does, Klay Thompson, and there was another Warriors player, I'm not sure who it was also open under the basket. The next play for Draymond, had he been able to maintain control, was to pass to one of them. It would have been an easy bucket. That's all I'm just saying, like, again, I don't know what Dre said on the bench. I don't know what he said in the locker room. apparently it was bad. But this notion that he was just did the absolute terrible thing at the end of the game.
Nobody said that. Nobody said that.
What'd you say?
I'm just saying I would have rather Durant wanted the ball. You got a guy who's done that, taking the ball down and made big shots. He asked for the ball, Chris. That's all.
But that, does that mean I have to give it to him? There's a lot of times where players, including Durant or Steph, ask for the ball.
There was
don't
a play
it.
There with 6 seconds to go. I just think that look, Durant, I mean, Draymond would have gotten an assist, get the rebound, pass it to Durant. Durant goes down, shoots a 25-footer or whatever.
How many triples you think you get before an assist?
I mean, come on.
Durant wanted it.
I would have given him an assist.
I got
given
no problem. I got no problem that Durant wanted the ball. I'm glad he wanted the ball. And I would have had no problem with Dre giving it to him. But again, the best teams, you aren't that predictable where there's one guy, okay, 10 seconds left, he has to have the ball. No, that's not how it works.
I'm sorry. And it doesn't
that's
help any when it doesn't work and you wind up turning the ball over and then you wind up losing to a team like that was like, what?
Well, the Clippers are a good team, first of all.
No, they're a good team this year.
I mean, they're not better than the Warriors, obviously, but they're a good team.
Yeah, but that was a game that you just would have, even if Durant would have missed it, I got it. He wanted the ball. I like guys like that.
That's big fine, guy. But that's Draymond all. Wanted it too.
No, Draymond wasn't going to shoot it.
That's right, he wasn't. He was going to make a play.
Make a play for Kevin Durant.
Or Klay Thompson, or another Warriors player on the court.
Me and you will agree to disagree. Because I think most people would rather that
most
Durant
may have,
want.
Yeah,
that Durant
I would rather Durant take the shot.
That's all.
But I'm just saying, let's not act like Draymond is some flunky who can't handle the rock and make a play. That's all I'm saying. But the bigger story is the beef that there was between them. And, you know, there were reports. ESPN apparently had it right because they said some people within the Warriors organization have said this was the worst dust up, if you will, that they've had in that locker room during this era of championships where they won, what, 3 of the last 4? And there were other reports came out, said, you know, they weren't even yelling.
Whose report was that? Because that's the
one. I don't
want
to call anybody out.
No, but whoever their sources were wrong on it because
on that one.
Obviously for him to miss a game and a game check.
Oh, it was bad.
It's got to be bad. When they take a game check away from you.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
That's a lot of money.
No question
right?
about it.
That's a lot of money.
And what he did detrimental to the team wasn't not passing to KD.
No.
It was stuff that must have been
happened
said
afterwards.
In the locker room. So the question is there trouble in paradise? You know, is this a sign that the Warriors – I've said it from the beginning of the year. The only team that can beat the Warriors this year is the Warriors.
I'm sorry, but a little dust up.
This is a little bigger, though.
November, I just don't believe.
Well, here's the thing, Rob. Don't forget this. Shams Charania reported that Draymond brought up the free agency, the questions about Durant.
So on the court,
like on the bench when they were arguing, he said something. You know, maybe it was along the lines of, you ain't even going to be here next year or something like that. Who knows? But he brought up the issue of Durant's free agency.
So
that's the one thing that gives me a little bit of concern. I'm with you generally that, you know, this happens.
It happens in basketball.
Makes me wonder.
And you know this, Chris, if you pulled the curtain back from most teams.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pull the curtain back. This happens all the time, guys. Fight in the locker room. All kinds of stuff, and you would never know it,
right?
Unless something happens or somebody shows up with a black eye, you know, off the team plane or something like that, because that's happened before. But I'm just saying, I don't believe that that's going to be the reason that Durant stays or goes or the team explodes or whatever. I just don't believe that this is big enough. Now, if it continues all year and there's like bad blood and they keep fighting each other or something, then maybe I'll buy into it. But one little incident, and after all this goodwill, this happens. It happens in families. It happens with husbands and wives, right?
Right.
You don't just pack up and move out because you and your wife disagreed on what chat?
Well, Most people don't.
Wow.
Most people don't, but...
No, but I wanted to watch The Golden Girls. She wouldn't let me watch it.
Can't do it.
but you know
Draymond,
what I mean.
Yeah, Draymond's had these before. Remember the report when Lisa Salters gave the report? I don't remember if it was Christmas Day a few years ago, but Draymond was yelling in the locker room and she could hear it from outside of the locker room. Remember that?
I do.
And so they were fine, obviously. This happens. It's happened with Draymond many times. So I'm with you that I'm not going to sit here and panic and say, uh-oh, the Warriors are in trouble. But if he brought up you might leave in free agency, you not committed to this team or whatever.
People say stuff when they're worked
that
up,
I wonder, I mean, is that what Drake, did he keep going there? Because what could he have said? There weren't fisticuffs that we know of.
Well, we don't know that.
But there's no reports that there were fisticuffs, that anybody had to be separated or anything like that.
But if it was
just talking, was he beating the drum of, you ain't committed to this team?
But that's not.
Don't tell me you want The Rock when you might leave next year. I don't know. I'm just saying.
But it also could be that if coaches stepped in and Draymond wouldn't back down after coaches, that's. Where you don't listen.
Did he push a coach out the way? You know what I'm saying, right? Shove him, yeah, whatever.
Or you're disrespectful to the coach who's trying to stop the situation. That's detrimental to the team because an authority comes to you.
I'm not ready to say that's going to derail this team. But are you ready? You know, we don't know all the details. So it's just interesting. So 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in, are the world champions having problems? Do the world champions have a crease in their armor that could impact them in terms of winning their third straight and fourth in 5 years?
I thought this was Trash Talking Tuesday, not Overreaction Tuesday.
Hey,
is that what this is? Overreaction Tuesday?
You are free to trash talk me in the third hour if you want. I'm with you. I'm not going to jump. Like I said, I'm not saying this is going to derail them. But apparently it was serious because Draymond Green has been suspended for one game without pay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We want to bring in our next guest, as we say, a Hall of Fame defensive back and NFL analyst, Rod Woodson. Rod, welcome to The Odd Couple.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
We're great, man. We our last segment, we were going back to the Eli Manning, whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. And I know you called.
We got into it last week.
But you called their game last night for Westwood One. Give us your take in a nutshell, and then we'll move on to some other stuff.
He already said
that. Well, I mean, we had that conversation last week about Eli. But now, he did play well yesterday. I mean, he didn't play great, but he played better than he's been playing this year.
Right.
And he found his playmakers, you know. I mean, and sometimes that, you know, that's coaching too, because Mike Shula, the OC, and Shermer, who he got the head coaching job because he was a good OC in Minnesota. It's their job to put their players in the best positions. And, you know, last night, if I was the New York Giants, I would have put Odell Beckham on the left side of the offense, and he would have been going against Witherspoon all night, and he was toasting Witherspoon every time he matched up with him.
Yep.
So, you know, they did play. They did a great job of coming out here on the West Coast and getting a victory. So they had a nice 5-hour plane ride. They were happy. But, you know, is he a Hall of Famer? You know, people, you know, I got some criticism. Somebody listened to our radio show, and they tweeted me and said, you know, you don't look too smart when you're talking about a two-time Super Bowl champ quarterback. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, you guys are looking at stats, and I'm looking at how he plays.
Right.
You know, but, you know, he's going to be in the argument. You know, once he retires, he's going to have an opportunity to have the voters vote for him. If they vote him in, he'll be a part of the gold jacket. He'll be in my brotherhood. You know, we don't vote, but I just think looking outside in from the voter perspective, if I had a vote, and they tell me, is he one of the better quarterbacks in NFL history? I would say no.
Okay. We'll leave it there because we've gotten into it. We appreciate it. Le'Veon Bell not showing up. He's going to become a free agent, right? Because they won't give him the transitional tag or whatever because it'll be too much money. So this is a good thing. It looks like he's going to get what he wants. And there are people even out there, NFL media people, saying he will get more money than Todd Gurley got. He will get paid. Will it be worth the fight?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out if it's worth the fight. You know, I think at the end of the day, you never make that $15 million up. I don't care if you make a 40-year, you get a 5-year deal, $65 million, $35 million guaranteed. You still don't get that 15-5 that you missed this year.
Yeah, but what if he played for them right after they refused to pay him after the production he's put up for this franchise? He gets hurt, as we've seen other players get hurt. That was the risk. You know, everybody's saying...
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
That's true.
You can't live in a what if.
Especially in football, right?
In all sports, in life in general, you can't live in what ifs. What if I walk across the street and get hit by a car? Well, I got to walk across the street sooner or later.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying sometimes you got to fight for what you're worth. I applaud him
for fighting for,
you know what I mean? Like Rod, you got to give to get. Sometimes you got to give up something. Somebody has to. Kurt Flood had to give up his baseball career.
Well,
so
let's
that all
not
players.
Him to Kurt
no,
Flood.
I'm just saying so that all players got free agency. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right, Rob. This for the fact I believe in it because I held out twice. So I do understand that, but I do know that he'll never make up that $15 million.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it was $3 million, that's different. $15 million, he ain't making that up.
Rod, the Patriots, we saw what happened to them this weekend against Tennessee.
Tom Brady.
Well, he hasn't been great. He wasn't great in this past game. Do you think there's anything Patriots fans have to worry about
with Tom Brady?
No, as long as they play at home, they're fine.
Well, you just said that. They might not play at home, and if they don't get home field, that team is going to lose on the road.
Now, and you have to understand this. When teams beat the Patriots, they hit them in the mouth. They're physical football teams who beat the Patriots. The Patriots aren't a real physical football team nowadays. So remember, Dean Pease was a defensive coordinator in Baltimore when they went up to New England and beat them.
Yep.
So he knows how to beat them. And, yeah, I know everybody gave Mike Vrabel all the credit, but Dean Pease understands that you got to be physical with these guys. And you got to hit them in the mouth, and that's exactly what they did. And it was really never a game. It was kind of ugly if you were a New England Patriots fan, but it was really nice looking if you were a Tennessee Titans fan because Mariota finally looked like Mariota. But then the OC, he finally used Henry running downhill. I was like, hallelujah.
The NFL has canceled the game in Mexico because the field's not in good shape for the players. It could be dangerous, and we saw them cancel the Hall of Fame game because the same thing, the surface wasn't right. Are the NFL finally getting it right and caring about the players and not just putting people out there because they sold tickets? And some of the players also balked at it. Are you happy to see that?
I am. You know, I was a part of the team with the Baltimore Ravens in the preseason. We went to Philly, and their field was awful, and we canceled the preseason game.
I remember that, yep.
And the field was just terrible. And, you know, so I think they need to get it right because you don't want to go out there and the field is this sloppy. And we've seen a lot of non-contact injuries, you know, because the fields are moving. And that's when the ligaments can go. So I'm glad they made a tough decision. Tough decisions always popular. Just like Le'Veon Bell decision, it wasn't popular with everybody, but he did what he thought was right. In the NFL, I think they did what they thought was right is to move the game back to L.A. and to a field that is stable and they know it's going to be good.
All right, Rod. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate the knowledge.
Hey, Rod.
Yes, sir.
Eli beat Tom Brady, the GOAT, twice. That's why he's going to get to the Super Bowl.
Rod didn't know that.
I just want Rod to know that. And he beat that 18-0 Patriots
team. Rod, he acts like it was a boxing match.
Well, first of all, Eli did not beat that first Super Bowl. Eli lucky they won.
Thank you.
Hey, I guarantee you this. He's going to be in Hall of
Fame. He talks about it like they were in
Rod,
the boxing
he's going to be in, he's going to be in Canton with you.
Eli, I'm going to tell you this. If Eli going to the Hall, I ain't going back.
Oh, look at
ooh,
that.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I know
kidding.
That. I don't. All right. Thank you,
all right,
bud.
Rod. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. I'll talk to you guys.
All right. Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
All right. And we started the show, and we'll go back to it, Rob, with the drama surrounding the two-time defending world champion Golden State Warriors. And there was a beef, as everyone knows by now, between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant last night. And
it got turned serious.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it got so serious that Draymond Green was suspended without pay for tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks. And the reports are saying that GM Bob Myers just spoke and Coach Steve Kerr just spoke about it. And the reports are saying that they felt like Green's language, especially towards Durant, rose to the level of needing discipline. I'm wondering, because there was a report by Shams Charania, a great NBA reporter, that Draymond brought up Kevin Durant's impending free agency. That he, when they were arguing on the quarter at the on the bench, that Draymond brought that up. And I'm wondering if he challenged KD on that in the locker room. Because, Rob, you and I were talking, and you yourself said, it would be hard for me to accept a suspension, a one-game suspension without pay, if there was no physical altercation. It doesn't appear that there was any altercation.
It would. I'm talking about a game check over some words. You know, people back and forth all the time.
Like, yeah,
I mean,
guys have had fights in practice and not gotten suspended.
Didn't Magic just go off on Luke Walton?
Right.
I mean, seriously. Like, and I know it was in a constructive way, but still – my point is, words like that amongst teammates isn't anything new. I always think the level of it, I can just remember, you know, you got teammates. We know, Chris, you've covered the NBA and covered sports for a long time. Fights in the locker room, all kinds of altercations that people never know
not
about.
A big deal, right?
It's just not. And guys like, okay, unless somebody comes out with a black eye and then you go, okay, something happened.
Yep.
Most of the time, you don't even know what happened.
No question. No question. But that's what makes me wonder, and this is pure speculation, not anything sourced or reported or anything like that, but I wonder if Draymond kept challenging KD about his free agency. Are you committed to us? Why, you know, you might be leaving. You talking about you want the ball. You might be like, because what else, Rob, could it have been? The reports say that the players never got – that they were all sitting down.
Yeah.
That they never had to be separated. There was no threat of a fight.
See, I thought
it had to be the power of what you were saying.
That's why I thought originally when we talked, I thought it had more to do with being disobedient to a coach or not respecting a coach who's trying to stop it. Do you know what I mean? Like when you go over the line, coach finally says, all right, you won't let it go and said, hey, if you won't let this go, man, I'm going to suspend you because we're not having that or whatever. That's what I thought. And now they're saying that nothing physical happened and that this was just words. That's steep. If I'm Draymond Green, I'm going to go to the union. I know that, you know, teams can do this, levy it, but it seems kind of steep for not having anything physical. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Steve Kerr had a quote that says, nobody ever talks about Kevin's free agency. So I don't – Rob G, if you can get on the mic, was he denying the report that Draymond brought that up?
Exactly.
Okay, so he's saying it wasn't –
so he's saying that wasn't even mentioned.
So if that wasn't it, then what could have possibly
been said? That's what I'm saying. What,
said?
I mean, they're painting this picture like guys were sitting there having –
I can't believe that.
I don't even know if we should say heated discussion. The way they're painting it. But he could. He like
you lose a game check over guys sitting in their seats having a loud conversation.
Like that.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I can see how if Draymond was beating the drum on, yo, man, you ain't even committed to us. What you talking about? You know, you ain't gonna be here next. Like,
and then,
that could be conduct detrimental to the team.
If I was Durant, though, I said, don't you remember you texting me after the finals? after the playoffs, telling about come here?
Right.
Right? So now you're telling me, well, who's committed? How you think I got here? I was the side piece, right? And now you're wondering if I'm committed?
Well, that's where you could say, look, if Kevin Durant leaves after this season, I don't think the Golden State Warriors, or next season or whenever he leaves, I don't think they have any right to be upset. And
I don't
think they should be upset. You should feel like, look, we got 3 or 4 years of one of the best players to ever play the game, and we got 3 or 4 championships.
Absolutely.
Out of it.
You know what? You thank your lucky stars
right. That
it happened for you. It's remember, this franchise went 40 years without winning. So for them to win at this level and win at this consistency and to put together a dynasty with some great draft picks that worked out and adding other pieces to dominate a league and dominate LeBron James,
yep. Just
think about it. What place they are in history, they might not be the Jordan Bulls, but
they might be.
But you can still look at it and just say where they were, because the domination of LeBron plays into that as well.
I felt the same way, and I thought Pat Riley was way out of line by the way he acted when LeBron left, because I was like, look, dude, I didn't agree with Dan Gilbert by any stretch. I mean, he went over the edge.
He went like a jilted lover.
Right. But I understood why he was so upset. This was your homegrown kid, hometown hero.
Right.
You had given him everything. You built
a practice facility next to his house.
Right. With Miami, I mean, just be thankful. You were no more closer to LeBron James than any other franchise. He could have picked any one of the other 29 franchises. He picked you. So you had no right to say anything when he left. Just be happy for the 4 years and the 2 titles you got.
I don't disagree.
And I think Golden State should be that way when and if Kevin Durant leaves.
I think more is going to come out. It doesn't add up, Chris.
Yeah.
You know this stuff in the behind the scenes, and you've reported and covered stuff. And it might not come out this week, but it's going to eventually come out how deep it was.
Yep.
For there to be money taken away from a player, it's got to be serious. Because there's no way you're just turning over. I don't know. Draymond Green had $80 million contract, so he makes good money. And how much is that? He's going to lose a game check. It's a lot of money.
It's about over $120,000.
A lot of money. You think you're going to give up?
No matter how much you're making.
You're going to give up 100. I don't care how much you make.
Right. All right, so, you know.
He was a professional about losing $120,000.
That's what they said, of course. Right.
Yeah, okay.
But no, it's. I think it's going to be interesting. Remember, David West last year talked about the turmoil that the team was facing, and
that
nobody knows about it.
Won a title.
But like you're right. Ultimately, I'm not. I don't think that this is going to hinder them. I mean, look, maybe more will come out, but they've been dealing with Draymond Green for a lot of years now.
And
he's always been volatile, and we've heard other stories about. Remember a couple years ago, there were stories about whether or not they thought they were even going to be able to keep him because they thought they might have to get rid of him. He was so bad. And let's face it, as you said in the first hour of the show, we can make a strong argument that he cost them a championship.
Yep, absolutely.
2016, as much as I like LeBron and as much as I honor that great
team to ever do it in the NBA history.
I really believe if Draymond doesn't get suspended, they keep the momentum and they win that series.
Probably would have won it right there, game 5.
Now, I guess the bright side for them in that was that if they had won it, they wouldn't have Kevin Durant. But still, you want to get every championship you can, Draymond may have cost them one, and they've stuck with him. So what was it that happened that led to this suspension? That's incredible.
And you know what? You got to accept part of this. This is who Draymond Green is. It's
right.
in his DNA. He's not going to be a choir boy. That's not who he is. He's never been that way. And sometimes people get mad at him. But maybe that's what ticks inside of him.
Right.
And some guys just can't shake it, Chris. Even though you say, dude, just relax and play and don't worry about the referees and don't worry about this. And it just can't. They can't do it.
Dennis Rodman was that way.
I told you, Rasheed Wallace
was that way. A lot of championship teams had a guy like that,
yep.
And a lot of championship teams
you need a guy sometimes.
And the interesting thing is, Draymond and KD have had a really good relationship. I mean, we said it. Draymond's the one that was recruiting KD before anybody else to come join the Warriors. They've hung out. They hang out together. I've seen them hanging out together. Like, they're good friends. I can't imagine it got to a point where this would strain their relationship. But if it does, that tells you it was really serious, too.
But also, and I get it, it's not that Draymond can't take the ball up and make a play. He's done that. It's not that. I think Kevin Durant was just probably really mad that he wanted the ball. Do you know? I don't know what he was, Chris, how he was feeling or what shots he had made prior to that. You know, like sometimes.
He had a good game. He had 30 points.
So, you know what I mean? Sometimes like you're feeling it, right? Yep. And he was just like, yo. And, you know, he was clapping for the ball. Right. Like, yo, okay, you got the rebound. Let me have it. Let me have it. And exactly. I mean, everybody heard it. And Draymond, for whatever reason, put his head down and kept going and didn't give it to him and then to turn the ball over. Now, this would have never happened. If he would have made that pass you were talking about and somebody won the game, it'd be all over.
Yeah.
But because he didn't get the play done right, it hurt.
It was way deeper than that.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, but I didn't have a problem with the play he tried to make because he is a playmaker. But
it didn't work out. I would have loved to have seen Durant with the ball in that spot.
Yeah.
That's all.
He's a, you know, obviously a clutch shooter.